50 million years before the first T-Rex walked the Earth, Sauroposeidon youngsters are already out on their own. Huge numbers hatch each year, but only 3 out of 10,000 will survive to adulthood. The most dangerous time is the first few weeks when they're smallest.
Their best defense is to get as big as they can, as fast as they can.
In order to grow very big, very fast, they do something that appears to break the most basic rules of biology. For the first few years, these plant eaters are meat eaters.
Probably many of them were eating insects and small animals because it was a ready source of protein. Very many plant-eating animals will also take animal prey when they can get them because it's an important source of nutrients that are really hard to get from plants.
A young Sauroposeidon processes food in an entirely different way than an adult, digesting its food in the stomach and small intestine. It's a digestive process more like those of carnivores. And Sauroposeidon has another trick for growing to mammoth proportions. Hollow bones. Its backbone, neck, and ribs have walls just a few millimeters thick. Even its limbs are far less dense than the bones of many mammals.
So look at these big sauropods like Sauroposeidon. They're growing to 20, 30, 40, 50 tons, and they're doing it in the space of just 2 or 3 decades.
Sauropods grow in spurts depending on their age, the season, and the availability of food. Scientists know this because their growth is recorded as rings, like rings in a tree trunk. For the first few years of a Sauroposeidon's life, predators are at every turn. One of the most common, Deinonychus, is also one of the most deadly.
Cunning. Definitely cunning. Big brain. Smart. It's the sort of creature that seems very adept for doing a lot of damage in a very short amount of time.
Nasty. Deinonychus is a very, very nasty animal you meet up with one of these and your chances of being disemboweled are pretty great.
For something like Deinonychus, Sauroposeidon would be a great meal.
For the herbivore Sauroposeidon, death by Deinonychus is violent and painful. It's a kill not unlike today's hyenas, one of the Serengeti's most effective predators.
When hyenas bite through the gut of antelope, it just stops. It's functionally dead.
While juveniles fight it out in the woodlands, adult Sauroposeidon are, as always, foraging for food. With their tiny brains, they live in a world of oblivion, seemingly unaware of the fate of their offspring.